This video provides an overview of the Darwin graphical user interface. For more information on Darwin, please visit our website. Darwin is sponsored by the Federal Aviation Administration. This video will show you how to create a project in Darwin. Here you see the upper left-hand corner of the screen. To create a new project, click File and New for a new project, or Open for a previous project. Or you may simply click the icons New or Open. The outline, located on the left-hand side of Darwin's graphical user interface, allows for quick and easy movement between the project's sections. To use the outline, left-click on a section name. It will appear in the main screen on the right-hand side. We will now examine fracture model options. To view the fracture model screen, click on the fracture model icon. You may choose between three different solution methods, including flight life, user-defined fracture mechanics code, and tabular input data. When using flight life, life approximation can be used. If you decide to use the tabular method, click on Browse to choose the tabular data file. This video will show you how to add a defect distribution to your project assessment. Here you see the defect distribution screen. To add a defect distribution, click the plus sign. You may then add a distribution from a previously made file or from Darwin's library. And here you see the distribution that you selected. You can see the file name of the distribution in the title bar and its corresponding area and exceedance values. If you have already selected multiple distributions, clicking on the title bar allows you to switch between them. If you wish to remove a distribution, simply click onto the distribution name that you wish to remove and then click on the X. You will notice now that the distribution is gone from the title bar list. This video will show you how to add a probability of detection curve to your project's assessment definition. Here you see the POD curve main screen. Click the plus sign, and then click File to add a curve from a previously made file, or Library to add a curve from Darwin's library. And here you see the curve that you selected, with its corresponding area and probability values. Just as with a defect distribution, you see the name of the curve in the title bar. Now it's time to add an inspection schedule. Make sure you're in the inspection section of the assessment definition. Now, click the plus sign. The input menu will then appear. Enter a name for the inspection schedule, and then click OK when complete. This video will show you how to use the normal format mode for generating an inspection schedule curve. You'll notice from the last video that we called our schedule sample. You may change its format between normal and table, but let's just look at normal for now. Insert values for the mean and standard deviation for curve number 1 and hit the Enter key. The curve will then appear on the screen. Clicking on New will allow you to generate another curve, so input some more values. To remove a curve, select the curve you wish to remove and click on Remove. You can change the graph to see the distributions in PDF and CDF modes. This concludes the use of normal format mode. This video will show you how to add material data to your project's assessment definition. Here you see the material properties screen. To add material data, click on the plus sign and choose to add from either a previously made file or from Darwin's library. Click on the file you wish to add and then click Open. Here you see the material data contained within the selected material data file. The name of the file you selected is shown on the title bar. It is now possible for you to see the material data graphically in two forms. The first is DADN versus Delta K. To view the graph, make sure the DADN tab is on top. Select FCG environment, vacuum or air environment, and then click plot near the bottom of the screen. You will see the DADN versus Delta K graph appear on the screen. Click close to close the window. Similarly, to view the stress versus strain graph, click on the stress-strain tab to place it on top. Select the data type, monotonic or cyclic, and then click on plot near the bottom of the screen. You will see the stress versus strain graph appear. Click on close when finished. This video will show you all of the steps for creating an embedded zone. First, click on the Create a Zone button to create a new zone. Next, select the elements that you wish to use for the zone using the tools in the Elements section. Since this will be an embedded zone, choose elements that are not bordering the model geometry. As you can see, the Elements by Box selection tool paired with the Single Element selection tool is a useful way for making this a quick task. Now we need to place the crack. Click on the Set Crack Location button and position the crack inside the selected elements where you wish to place the crack. Now, we must define a plate about the embedded crack. Click on the Draw Plate button and click on a starting point for the plate on the model geometry. Drag the mouse pointer down and click to make a line. Now, move the mouse pointer perpendicular to the line formed and click to create a plate. You may adjust this plate according to your needs. Of course, you may click the Keep Visible button if you wish to keep this plate visible during the editing of other zones. Since this is an embedded crack, we can assign an inspection schedule for both pre- and post-transition stages. Finally, zone creation is completed with the Properties section. You can select material properties, a defect distribution, and an inspection schedule associated with this particular zone. The result is a zone with an embedded crack ready for analysis. In the Probability Methods section of the Assessment Definition, you may choose between two methods of probabilistic computation, Monte Carlo and importance sampling. You can then define the number of samples that you wish to be taken for each zone you defined in the Stress and Zone section by clicking inside the boxes as shown. If you want the number of samples in all the zones to be the same, move the mouse pointer to the bottom of the screen and click Set All. A samples window will appear. Enter the number of samples per zone and click OK when finished. You can now see that all the zones have the same number of samples. Click on the Risk Assessment subtitle under the Evaluate Results section to show the Disk Risk Assessment versus Flight Cycles graph. Clicking on the title bar allows you to switch between graph views. Clicking on View Data will allow you to view the graphical data in tabular format. Click on the X to close the window. Also in risk assessment is a feature for viewing the risk associated with each zone. Click on the colored dots on the right side of the screen to add or remove a zone. Click on the Hide All Zones button to remove all zones from the viewer. To show all zones, click on the Show All Zones button. To view the risk contribution factors, click on Contribution Factors in the title bar. The pie chart shown represents the risk percentage associated with each zone. When you click on an individual slice, the total risk contribution percentage is adjusted based on the zone contribution. To select the slice by zone number, click on the corresponding colored box on the right side of the screen. Click on the Hide All Zones button to remove all zones and Show All Zones to restore them. Finally, to view the risk contribution associated with individual zones in tabular format, click on View Data. Click on the X to close the window. In the fracture mechanics section of Evaluate Results, the first data graph to be viewed is the Kmax versus flight cycles. Click on the colored circles on the right side of the screen to remove or restore the zones shown on the graph. Click on the Hide All Zones button to remove all zones from the viewer. The Show All Zones button will restore all zones. To view grown crack area versus flight cycles, click on the Area versus Cycles in the title bar. This graph has the same viewing tools as the previous graph. For more information on Darwin, or to view a complete interactive tutorial, please visit our website at www.darwin.sweary.org. Darwin is sponsored by the Federal Aviation Administration.